Hello everyone, welcome to another podcast session by the Kenyan Wall Street and HISA team. As usual, every Monday we are always looking onto how markets performed the previous week, and we try and do a little bit of a poll on how investment banks are probably looking on the market and how various bankers as well are looking on the reactions of the previous week, the economic front, as well as various socio-political factors affecting the market this week. My name is Felix Ocheng and I'm your host. The first thing that we'll talk about on local markets is last week we saw a little bit of a rise in activity. Turnover on the Nairobi Securities Exchange rose by about 21.69% with 2.47 billion worth of stock traded last week from the 2.034 billion worth of stock traded on the previous week. We also saw a little bit of a decline on the bond market, and I believe for most of you who've been following, we've always talked about how activity on the bond market and activity on the equity space usually have they're coefficiently correlated, where you'd always find that at any point whenever one of them is rising, the other one is likely declining. On the bond market, activity decreased by 22.1% with 17.37 billion worth of bonds traded, as compared to 22.31 billion worth of bonds traded in the preceding week. Looking on how the indices performed, I know this is what most of us as investors are always constantly trying to look into. We saw the benchmark All Share Index, that's NASI, gain about 0.93% to close the week at 165.55 basis points. That's about, it gained marginally by about just 1.53%. We saw the All Share Index decline by about 0.07% to close the week at 1,888.47 points. The NSE 25 Share Index gained slightly by 0.73%. to close the week at 3,638.57 basis points. I believe the main reason why we're seeing the NSE 25 and the NSE 20 and the All Share Index gain, while we're seeing the benchmark, the NSE 20 decline, is mainly because of activity. You know that the NSE 25 is more of a price sensitive index, and last week we saw a little bit of a decline in some of the counters that have been gaining over time. To mention, we saw East Africa Breweries Limited, that's EABL PLC, shed slightly, probably closed the week. I think it was one of the companies that had a decline in them, the blue chip counters. EABL declined by about 2.29% to close the week at 171 shillings. This week, I still think EABL might be on a decline, even as it slows down a bit. Mainly because, you know, the main reason why EABL had actually moved up was because of the market correction, the upward market correction due to the results that were released earlier on. A very interesting bit was last week we saw BAT, that's British American Tobacco, actually it's BAT Kenya PLC, move probably gain by about 16%. So that's one thing that actually, BAT gained about 14.06% to close the week at 484.75 shillings per share from the previous week when it was at 425 per share. For those of you who are wondering what happened, why BAT probably moved, BAT was up following the positive financial year 2020 results that were released. BAT had posted a 34.3% year-on-year increase in dividend. That means they were now paying a dividend of 45 shillings. The dividend yield for BAT now is at 9.3%. I think BAT is likely going to continue. It shows a little bit of resilience in some of the companies that we had trade last year. Some of the good things that I believe were also good for BAT was the reduction of corporate tax last year, so that was a little bit of some savings that came into the company as well. The gross revenue for the company had declined. Gross revenue declined by 2.5% to 38.9 billion, because in 2019 the company had posted a revenue of 39.8 billion. So this was highly attributable to to the decline in sales, probably due to COVID. So that's one thing that we really have to look into. But despite the gross revenue declining, the company saw a 42% growth in after-tax profit, something that I believe it's something that investors are looking into. Last week, we saw Samia Africa top the gainers list, gaining about 20% in terms of price activity to close the week at 3 shillings and 60 cents. At the same time, on the loser side, we saw Olympia Capital. I believe Olympia Capital is a very important factor when we're it's one of the penny stocks that have really been moving markets in terms of price sensitivity, in terms of volatility, something I believe most investors are always really trying to look into. Most retail investors always try and get a little bit of activity when it comes to the volatile counters, something that I believe is very important to all investors. Just to mention Nairobi Business Ventures, which has been on the gaining streak. Year to date, Nairobi Business Ventures has gained about 8.41%, and last week it declined about 10%. So the year to date performance is still slightly higher, but we're seeing the weekly change also grow as time goes by. So that's one thing that you might want to look into even as we proceed into the next coming week. As usual, what you do is also to just mention about a poll. But before we do that, I'll just talk about what happened in global markets last week. In the economic front last week, we saw the IMF announced that they had reached a soft level agreement with Kenyan authorities to finance about a $2.4 billion dollar. It's going to be spread around 3 years, where the IMF is going to give Kenya some sort of funding to come in to support the economy from the adverse impact of COVID-19. That's one thing that we really have to look into. On the economic front, last week, gold still continues to face a downward pressure, mainly as we continue to see these other counters like Bitcoin continue to gain, and we also seeing a little bit of activity as well on the oil. Last week, oil was up because of the cold front that happened in the US, where we saw some of the major global oil producers. Actually, we saw Texas, the largest region in terms of oil production in the United States, shut down because of the cold front, and I believe that's something that has been on the news. This week, a little bit of trading ideas on what we're seeing. We see a few bits on what most of the investment banks are talking about this week. We are seeing Ganges Capital still maintain their hold on a long-term buy for Kenya Insurance Company. That's Kenya Re, Kenya Insurance Corporation, Kenya Re, that is still trading at a discount. And on the other front, let's just try and see what our other investment banks are also saying as well. Fida Investment Bank also back up Kenya Re by mentioning, and I quote, "We assign a hold recommendation on Kenya Re. That's trading at currently trading at a price of 2 shillings and 48 cents. That's at Friday. So that's one thing that I believe investors are likely going to look into. So what's your take? Please remember, these are not final investment recommendations. You can always be able to do your own research and just make a little bit of informed decisions before you can be able to make a buy or a sell trade on your account. On how markets have opened today, we are just loading up and we are seeing markets still a little bit low on activity, just 30 minutes into trading on the Nairobi Securities Exchange. Speaking on select counters, we are seeing Safaricom giving us a demand of 409,500 with just about at 38.30. Bulk of the demand is at around 241,000 at 38. We are seeing the supply at 38.85, a total of about 234,600 shares. That is as at now, that is exactly 30 minutes after into trading for today. Being on a few stuff, I'll just also check on Kenya Reinsurance, that we've seen a lot of brokers mention about that. We're seeing Kenya Re has a demand of 82,700. And a supply of 55,400. Today's demand still at 2 shillings and 41 cents, and supply still slightly high at about 2 shillings and 50 cents. Also looking onto the banking side, I will be able to mention that KCB has 312,000 shares, 312,700 on demand, with the bulk of demand being at a price of 38. And we're seeing the offers, it's only 48,000 on the board, with the price starting at 39.70. Equity Bank has opened also still at a flat rate, with the demand at around 38.40, supply at 38.50. Total demand is 94,400 and supply is at 280,300. That's something that I believe we are going to look into. Checking on the energy sector, I'll just mention a little bit about Total. We're seeing Total at 6,800 on demand and 28,800 on supply. Also looking on a new investor favorite, which is Kengen, currently trading with a dividend attached to it, that's trading on Cum Dividend. Kengen demand is 164,700 and supply is at 31,400. If you're wondering where I'm getting this information, please remember you can always download the HISA app and follow these live markets and data on your mobile phone, so that you can also be able to just have a little bit of a view of how markets are performing. You'll be able to check on the order book and just find out where these markets are moving towards too. So I believe that's it for this weekend, for this week. It's a very chilly morning here in Nairobi, but I know I'm seeing the sun is coming up on my end. So I think that's something that we are looking into. Thank you all, and we hope to see you again next week.